Welcome, welcome. This is Lisa Sasevich, and I'm so excited to have you with me on our Nail Your Offer System, how to name, claim, and sell your coaching, training, or service. And we are now entering into Module 2, Part 4, Making Your Offer Irresistible. And I don't think it's any secret that this is one of my favorite things to do. And I will tell you that it is important that your offer is irresistible, not only to your ideal client, but also irresistible to you. That's how we put together the Love Your Life sales machine, because we want your clients to love it and we want you to love everything about it as well. So we're going to get into what makes an offer irresistible, but first a quick review of some things that we've covered in prior sections of this module. First of all, what is an offer distinct from an irresistible offer? You may remember that your offer equals the main dish, right? When we look at what makes an offer irresistible, we're going to be covering three parts: the main dish, the bonus, and the limiter. And we talked all about the main dish in the prior section to this one. And the main dish really is your offer. It is made up of the outcome or transformation that you provide, which we always want to be emphasizing 90% with our words, with our energy, with our copy. And that is coupled with how you provide it, which we call the service delivery. And you may remember that how you provide it is largely based on that five-step unique branded system poured into a delivery model. Is it a workshop? Is it an online course? Is it a coaching series? Is it in-office appointments? Is it a done-for-you service? So when you couple the way that you provide the transformation and the transformation you provide, that's your main dish, and that is the core of your offer, okay? The 90%, that outcome or that transformation, just as a reminder, those words come from the offer communication work that you did in Module 2, Part 1. All right. So we've done a lot of legwork to get to where we are right now, which is really being able to make your offer irresistible. Keep in mind, you know, they're buying the destination, not the plane. So keep emphasizing those outcomes, that transformation, keep using those words. So all of that together makes our main dish. Now, how do we take this offer, our main dish, and turn it into an irresistible offer? And that comes from adding two more elements. There are three elements that make an offer irresistible. The main dish is number one. And the second one we call bonuses. Bonuses. I love bonuses. You know, bonuses are things that people would get for free that day or, you know, in a designated time frame. We'll talk more about limiters in a moment. But bonuses are something that people would get along with the main dish that they would love to have. In fact, in many cases, they would probably have paid for it anyway. So finding out that they get that bonus is like, you know, one of the things that makes the offer irresistible. And when I say make it irresistible, what do I mean? I mean that these elements, the bonuses and the limiters, elements 2 and 3, they are the pieces that give people what they need to be able to say yes on the spot, not thinking about it to ad nauseum, not checking Yelp or Google or having to survey 3 friends and 15 relatives, but really being able to say yes on the spot because they're inspired and because, you know, the main dish has already had them. But when you added that bonus, oh my, it really helped them to flip their own switch, to get out of their head, the one that wants to overthink it, right? That place in us that kind of kills possibility by overthinking things, overanalyzing, and it lets them just say, yes, I want that. Excuse me. So it lets them just say, yes, I want that. So bonuses. There's a couple of things that I want to say about bonuses as you are putting together the bonuses and limiters to go with your main dish. And we'll put this all together in a worksheet for you, of course, to support you, but let's get some of the learning out on the table. So the first thing about bonuses is, you know, with the work that I'm doing, that you're doing, really having just a few bonuses that are tightly related is the key to doing a really good job with bonuses. So you know, there are some models out there that you may have seen, people launching books and other things where they have, you know, a $49 product and $10,000 worth of bonuses. And, you know, there was a day when that made a lot of sense, but, and in some models it still does. But for most of us, really just a couple of bonuses that really, really relate to the main dish and the transformation that we're offering are going to raise the eyebrows and get the excitement of the people that we want to serve. So you don't need 10 or 20 bonuses. You don't really have time to be able to explain what they all are and really show the value. You just need one, maybe two, that are closely related and really make your irresistible offer pop. An example I'll give you from my own business is when people enroll in our flagship program called the Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp, one of the concerns that they may have initially is, wow, I really want to get a talk together that I can use anytime, anywhere, but how will I get booked? You know, where would I give my talk? And so this is actually another training point here, is that one of the great ways to find your bonuses is think about objections people may have. Like, they really want that main dish, but they have a little concern or an objection that would hold them back. Well, if you can turn that objection into a bonus, that is just a win for everybody. So in our case, we noticed people were like, I'm not sure how I get booked. And I realized, you know, I've been booked solid since 2009. We have emails, we have templates, we have, you know, strategies that keep me booked. And I realized I could put all those together into its own product. So I did. I created a unique branded system around getting booked. I put it together in the Lisa Sasevich Get Booked Now toolkit. This may sound familiar to you if you just went through our naming worksheet, right? The Lisa Sasevich Get Booked Now toolkit, reaching back to our prior module here, and created it as a product that, you know, would sell on its own for $500, like real food, we were to offer it in our online store. But instead, I use it as a bonus because people buying Speak to Sell so appreciate being able to get out there, use our templates, our systems, our strategies for getting booked easily. And I'll tell you, I love this bonus because it helps people when they get booked right out of the shoot. In fact, when people say yes on the spot, right when they hear my offer, I give them this bonus along with the Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp program. And I recommend that they get booked right away, that they use it right away. Why? Because it makes them get into that Speak to Sell course and put that talk and offer together on fire when they know that they have a gig coming up. So this is an example of having few, like one bonus, and it's tightly related, as you can see, to the main dish, which is the Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp. The Get Booked Now toolkit is a tightly related bonus to the Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp. Now, one of the reasons I'm spending some time on this is because I know a lot of you are multi-talented, right? You're a jack of all trades and master at a lot of things. And sometimes when people go to put bonuses together, we see people trying to mush together their worlds in a way that is not tightly related. So if you are doing a business helping people do Facebook advertising and you want to help people to grow their reach and their business and their list with Facebook advertising, and you happen to also have this additional passion for salsa dancing, it's awesome that you have that and you can certainly use that in your brand. But when it comes to a bonus for that client who's buying your Facebook advertising course, giving them a video on how to get started with salsa dancing is not really the best kind of supportive bonus to help them with the main dish that they bought, if you know what I mean. So I do see this, so I'm just putting it out there just in case. Better to take that salsa dancing theme and maybe use it in your marketing and your pictures and, you know, things like that. Dance your way to, you know, more profits on Facebook, things like that. But when it comes to your bonuses, let's keep it tightly related. Now, I'll show you some more examples, but let me get the second piece, or the third piece, I should say, the third element of an irresistible offer out onto the table. We covered main dish in our prior module. Bonuses should be few and tightly related. And I gave you the little tip that a good place to look for bonuses are, you know, places where people would have an objection or concern to buying. If you can turn that into a bonus, like in the example I gave you, that's very powerful. And the third thing that is critical to making your offer irresistible is using limiters. Now, limiters are one of the things that are the easiest to use, but the most commonly avoided. I would say forgotten, but I don't think they're actually forgotten. I think they are commonly avoided. And the reason being that unless you have training around how to use limiters, which you're getting right now, people get worried that if they say a time limiter, like today only, right? If you purchase from me at this break or today, you will get, if you purchase Speak to Sell, you will get the Get Booked Toolkit. People are worried they're going to sound pushy or salesy, right? And there are, so I'll tell you the remedy to that, but let me tell you the kinds of limiters first. We've got time limiters, and time limiters can be, you know, you have, I'm speaking now and there's going to be a 20-minute break. So this break only would be a time limiter. Maybe you're doing a full day workshop and they have till the end of the day. Maybe you're on a call and it's the, there's a special bonus or a special pricing that they get right now, while we're on this call. After we hang up, it goes back to regular pricing and that's okay. It's totally worth it at the full price, right? Or, you know, in a corporate setting, it could be that, they have, I'll give you an example. I remember I was working with a company once and they were really interested in rolling out our Speak to Sell formula for their sales team so that all the salespeople, all 12 of them were out there with the same signature talk and making the same irresistible offer. So I made them an offer to, you know, work with their marketing team, create the talk, then to put their 12 people through Speak to Sell so they understood the philosophy and could really go out there powerfully. And I made them an irresistible offer in the $50,000 price range. At the time. And, you know, they said, oh, we have to put this through our board and we have a meeting next quarter. And I said, okay, no problem. You know, I just want to let you know that, you know, it's the 22nd of the month. And at the end of this month, you know, if you can happen to make a decision on it, because I know it'll be a game changer for you before the end of the month. I always book my travel for the next quarter right in the beginning of the following month. So I'll make you an irresistible offer. I will be happy to book an extra half day when I'm out in your area and come out and actually train your team live for a half day if you happen to get to, you know, your decision and put down your deposit before the end of the month. And a half day with me is $13,000. So, you know, see if that works for you. And otherwise, you know, no problem. I'll look forward to hearing back from you when you have your meeting next quarter. And of course, you know, what happens more times than not is, you know, Lisa, I think this is a game changer for us. Why don't I go ahead and just put that deposit down now? And then we'll use our, you know, corporate meeting next quarter, our executive team meeting to just fill everybody in and get everybody, you know, our ducks in a row. Sure, no problem. We'll take that deposit now. So there are many, many ways to be using limiters. Those are examples of time limiters. And then we have quantity limiters, and quantity limiters are really when the first people to act get something special. And you can use a quantity limiter for like a physical object. So maybe you're speaking live, and I remember there was a health coach that had a health and nutrition program, and she brought 10 pedometers with her, and the first 10 people after she did her Speak to Sell talk that came to the back of the room and signed up for the program, she strapped that pedometer right onto them and really had them start counting their steps and taking the stairs instead of the elevator right away and really focusing on that outcome or that transformation, that 90% right away. And so the people that were interested and excited, they wanted that cool little high-tech pedometer. They went to the back, they got registered, and boom, they didn't have to wait to start the program. They were starting right now. And it's a genuine limiter. The first X number of people, she had 10 pedometers, 10 it is. Another place that you can use quantity is if you're doing strategy sessions, discovery calls, in-office appointments. It is very true and valid and authentic that you only have so many hours of the day. So if you're going to speak or maybe you're doing a webinar to be able to get some qualified appointments, in our Speak to Sell program, we call these qualified free sessions. If you're looking for those appointments, you know, you're talking to 40 people, you don't want everybody to have a strategy session, a discovery session, or an in-office consult. You just want the qualified people. Now, in the Speak to Sell course, we show you how to qualify people during your talk. Right now, I want to stick to this nail your offer content, but I do want to seed, let you plant the seed with you and let you know that, you know, we do cover that in our Speak to Sell virtual bootcamp. So when it comes to quantity, though, you don't want all 40 people. You want the most qualified. So you would look at your calendar and say, you know, okay, I've got about 8 spots to talk to people next week, or I've got, you know, 2 salespeople and they can talk to 12 people next week. And so when you would make your irresistible offer with a quantity limiter, you would say, we're going to take the first 8 people who meet these qualifications, right? And then you'd use our qualification worksheet, assuming you continue on with us into the Speak to Sell virtual bootcamp, you'd list the qualifications and you would use a quantity limiter for who you were going to talk to, and that gets people on the move. Remember, the whole thing about making an irresistible offer is you want to inspire on-the-spot action in a way that serves, right? You want to inspire on-the-spot action in a way that serves. Now, you can also combine these, so it's this break only, the first 10 people will get a pedometer, right? So now we're combining time and quantity. That would be like an advanced move there. There's one other example that I know some of you folks with in-office practices really might appreciate. So I'll just take a moment and then introduce you to the worksheet that will help you with this. And that is an example from a laser clinic that I used to work in when I first started getting into helping people make their irresistible offer. And there was a cosmetic laser clinic, right? It's in a very fancy area near Beverly Hills. And the practitioner there, the doctor thought, you know, I don't know if we can make irresistible offers because my clients are, you know, wealthy or they're movie stars. I've had other clients think, well, my clients are spiritual. I speak in spiritual centers. I don't know if I can make an irresistible offer. Right. And I mean, so on and so on. And I want to give you a little warning here. Everybody is up for an irresistible offer. Rich people, movie stars, spiritual people. If the offer is what they're looking for, it has the transformation that they need, and you couple it with a bonus that is tightly related and really serves, along with a limiter that helps them get moving now, say yes to themselves now, there is not a client I have encountered so far or a type of business where an irresistible offer, either for a direct sale or for a complimentary qualified consult or session did not really transform the business. So please, you know, if you have that little voice in your head telling you your clients are different, I'm picking up on that right now. And I'm talking to you to tell you that irresistible offers work across the board. So in this laser clinic example, I came in and this practitioner had been doing these cosmetic laser soirees where he would use his beautiful front lobby to have happy clients bring in their friends, do wine and cheese. He was getting up to 60 people sometimes in these once a month soirees. And he was doing all kinds of education, but not really doing a very powerful, irresistible offer. So he might get a couple of people, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4, I think on the high end, he had 6 to buy the approximately $3,000 cosmetic laser non-surgical facelift, right? So 60 people, let's say on the high end, he had 6. That would be a great conversion, right? That's an $18,000 night. I don't think any practitioner would sneeze over that. But I came in and we applied exactly what you're learning here about bonuses, about limiters, some of the things you learned about in earlier modules, really about using the words of the ideal client, about tapping into the cost of not having this cosmetic laser non-surgical facelift, right? What is the cost to let it kind of get away from you, to keep, you know, letting the aging process continue if it's not something that you want? All the things you've learned, we put into place here, right? We looked at pricing, really every single thing that we've talked about. And the biggest one we tweaked is what was the way that we worked on the offer and the bonuses and the limiters. So the main dish, just to really bring this home, was the non-surgical facelift. I believe that it ran for about $4,500 that night. So there's the time limiter. They were able to get it for about $3,000. I think it was $3,000. And we also reduced, instead of having 60 people, we did multiple nights and we had about a dozen people. So in this case, we made it a little bit more intimate. And so we had less people, we made the offer more exciting. So what we did is we said, tonight, they would get this special pricing. I think it was about $1,500 off. So that was the time limiter. And the doctor just kept not being able to do the tonight only. He would say, oh, well, you can come back within a week. And it would blow all of our efforts. I would see that he would have 6 or 8 sales, not out of 60, but out of 12, ready to go. And then he would say, you know, you can call us anytime this week, because he was so worried, as most mission-driven, heart-centered entrepreneurs are, about being pushy or salesy. So we came up with a way to do a little dance around that. And so he was still able to say, this pricing is good for tonight or within a week. But then we added another limiter that was only for tonight. But for those of you that are truly ready to go tonight, you will also get our $1,800 laser hair removal, right? On your lip, chin, or bikini. It was such a brilliant thing to do, because it allowed the doctor to be generous and say, you can have this pricing tonight or anytime within, you know, by Friday. And if you're ready to go tonight, then you will also get our $1,800 laser hair removal. Now, here's the key that I want to give you before you dive into the worksheet. Why did this work? Because then he went on to say, the reason is that our six session non-surgical facelift, we will do the laser hair removal in the same 6 sessions. So you won't need to make an additional appointment. There won't be any additional physician time for us. So if you're ready to book tonight, we'll get you all booked and we will pass the savings on to you and give you the hair removal. If you call us back later, you'll still get the special price by Friday. But you know, now we've got some back and forth. The costs go up for us with trying to book with you. And you know, we won't be able to pass that $1,800 savings on to you. So what did he just do there? And what do you need to do anytime you make an irresistible offer with a limiter, right? Is you need to justify the limiter. An authentic justification, a true and real justification. So in the examples we've shown, right? When I tell people, I speak live and I say this break only, I justify it. And it's very authentic to say, listen, there's a 20-minute break. I'm here. I want to answer your questions, get you registered. After that, there's, you know, the host is back up. They're going on to a whole nother track with you. And I don't want you sitting here thinking about whether or not you should be getting your speak to sell talk. So we're going to do it right now. And then the train is leaving the station. If you want these bonuses and special pricing, it's on this break only. And that's why it's to serve you and the rest of the seminar that you're in, right? And the host. So I tell them, right? If you only have 8 sessions to be able to talk to qualified prospects, you know, people who meet the qualifications that you outline, you are genuine about it. You say, I have 8 sessions in my schedule next week, or my team can talk to 8 people. So I really want to make sure we're talking to the right 8 people. These are the qualifications, right? And we show you how to do that. I wanted to make sure you guys know that tip. I'm pulling that tip, by the way, right out of Speak to Sell. It's from Module 5 on transitioning, you know, the technique to make your offer without being salesy and justifying your limiter. I just wanted to pull that forward and give it to you as a gift here, is the difference between, you know, why people avoid limiters because they think it makes them pushy or salesy. But if you justify it and you're really authentic with people, then, you know, it really shows them where your head and your heart is at, and it will serve you. So I don't want to hear you guys saying, the first 10 people, you're doing a webinar and you're saying, there's only 10 copies of my ebook, right? That's BS. That's not true justification, right? That's not real. So, you know, our year-long program is called the Sales Authenticity and Success Mastermind and Mentorship Program, because it is about being authentic and real. So make sure your limiters are real, share your justification. And I think you'll find that if you give people what they need to say yes on the spot, you'll be able to help a lot more people, make a lot more money doing it. And it's fun, you know, people to see the light in people's eyes when they say yes to your product, your program, your coaching, your service. I mean, their life is about to change. And it's because you took the time here and in the future work that we'll do together to really structure an offer to give them what they need to say yes. So I want you to be able to work through crafting your irresistible offer. So this is the time to go and download the Craft Your Irresistible Offer worksheet from the same page where you found this training video. You know, just taking a look at the worksheet, You know, I'll tell you that there are places on it to create three different packages. Just, you know, using your imagination, use, you know, the main dish, the bonus, and the limiter. You're not going to offer all three packages, but this is a place to dream about them, to start crafting them. And each one of the three packages that you will, you know, you'll start to brainstorm about, we've given you an example, like package number one on the worksheet. You know, what if your main dish was a 5-module group training, right? You had a small group and you delivered a training by teleseminar week by week. And the bonus could be a private call with you, right? For the first 10 people who register. I mean, you've only got so much time. So the limiter is 10 people, right? Or there's another sample package, package number two. What if it's private coaching, 6 months of private coaching or 6 months of in-office service with 2 calls or 2 appointments per month? And the bonus might be hip pocket coaching call with you when they need it, again, for the first X people to register, right? So go ahead and take a look at that. Let's get your irresistible offer crafted, complete with bonuses and limiters. And you can take a look at the inventory worksheet that you worked on in the prior parts of this module to really take a look at what you have or you could easily create in order to create those tightly related bonuses. All right, so now that we've identified your offer and how to communicate it to your ideal client, it's time to get into the worksheet, craft your irresistible offer, add those bonuses, add those limiters, craft multiple packages and really see what you love. And you know, this would be the point where we'll introduce you to next steps, like the discovery models. I wanna remind you of the discovery models that lead to your irresistible offer so that you can decide, and we can help you decide your best next move for being able to take this irresistible offer and get it out into the world in a big way. The final thing I'd like to share with you here, I call the irresistible offer litmus test. The irresistible offer litmus test. And these are just 4 questions that I want you to keep close at hand anytime you're creating an irresistible offer using the worksheet that you just downloaded. So you create your offer, and then I want you to look back at it through this lens with these 4 questions. Make sure you can look at it and say, what is the transformation I offer? Right? So with my programs, I'm looking to have you be confident and ready to make your offer in any situation. Then how will I deliver that, right? And so, you know, in our case, we deliver that our unique branded system. We deliver our offer through virtual courses, through online courses, through our year-long mentorship and mastermind program. But you'll want to pick one for this irresistible offer. So how will you deliver that? Maybe it's through coaching. Maybe it's through one-on-one service. Maybe it's a done-for-you program. Maybe it's a workshop or a group program. And that's where number 3 comes in, is it leveraged? Can you serve as many people as you want to in your lifetime with that format, or at least in the next month, right? And I think number 4 is the most important question, and I'll leave you with this. Do I love it? Do I love it? Is it irresistible to me? And I believe that if you start with question number 1, you really design your offer around the outcome or the transformation that you uniquely want to bring to the world, that you will love it. You know, I think where people get in trouble is they start with number 2. I want to do a workshop. I want to do a virtual course. I want to do an online something. And they design something all around the delivery, but they forgot to start with number 1 first. What is the transformation I offer? And as long as you are designing your offer to fulfill that outcome or transformation that you want to bring to the world, and then worrying about how you'll deliver it, if it's leveraged, then I believe number 4 will be true for you. You will love it. And that's my goal, that you love your offer, you love your clients, and you love the life that all of that affords you.